Okay, Mom, so God is the creator. We can definitely see that around us. But that doesn't help me understand why Grandpa died, or why Lizzie's parents are getting a divorce.
Or why Sam didn't make the soccer team, or why I have to move again.
If God is big and cares about all the details, we know he can do anything. So why doesn't he fix it when things go wrong? Does he really love us?
God loves you more than you can imagine. He created you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. Even if it seems unfair that Sam didn't make the soccer team, there is a reason we can't see yet. God tells us in the Bible that he has a plan for us, a plan to prosper us and not harm us, a plan to give us a hope and a future.
That's great and all, but I still wonder, how good do I have to be for God to love me enough to prosper me?
Right. What if I mess up? What if I make a bad choice? Will God stop loving me?
No! God's love never stops. It never runs out. God's love is so great that he gave us his only son. He sent Jesus to earth to live like us. He sent him here to die for us. God loves us so much that he separated himself from his son so that we do not ever have to be separated from him. Jesus took all of the sin, all of our bad choices upon himself because he loves us so much.
So nothing could separate us from God's love?
Wow, you mean God will never stop loving us? That's hard for me to believe since in my world, a bad choice means love stops, which means divorce, which means a lot of hurt.
But God doesn't stop loving us. Because of Jesus, we don't have to be afraid.
If we mess up, love doesn't stop. If we face something hard, God is with us.
If we have to move and make all new friends, God's love will still be there.
Yes, no matter what.